Hope all is well. Again, I want to reiterate and thank you, Brother Frazier, for a wonderful devotion. Is there anyone that need to make a statement or a prayer request? We'll continue to pray for all the saints here at Fair Park. We'll thank God for all the faithful saints here. And as we all strive to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace, brethren, don't forget about Saturday, 10 o'clock. It's a blessing, amen. It really is a blessing that we could come together. And Brother Terry, we thank you so much for your sacrifice and your study and preparation. And we are blessed to have you a part of our fellowship here at the Fair Park congregation. And we want to thank you so much. So, brethren, if all possible, thank you. Good to see you. Thank you. All right. Look at that. All right, we'll be discussing that on Saturday. Amen. All right. Let's go ahead and begin John 12 tonight. Where we left off at. All right. Okay, thank you, my brother. Start reading in verse 19, John 12, 19. Again, the devil is busy, amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You might want to write this one down. I've been feasting on it since about 2 o'clock today. You know, whenever you go God's word, and when the word sharpened a two-edged sword, and when you take some examination and put it with it, and be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man sows, so shall he reap. The word of God can work for you, amen. And Mark chapter 4 and verse 22, I'm not going to read it to you. My wife and I was coming back, and again, I reemphasize the power of cell phones if they use the right way. I had my wife using her Bible app, going to the book, verse, and chapter, and highlighting it, Mark 4 and 22. She reading it to me, and I'm almost about to run off the road. Amen. Amen. Ain't that right? Am I right? The world used it for the devil, amen. But we're going to use it to the glory of God, amen. So Mark 4, 22, because the devil shows busy. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, I like what they said. The Pharisees said among themselves, because the devil knows their own, amen. See, that's the reason why the Bible teaches us to avoid all appearances of what? See, avoid all appearances of evil. Come ye out from among them, amen, so that we won't be among themselves, amen. That we come up out of the world, amen. But I like how the Holy Spirit wrote that. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it because you know I can spend on Bible class, but I'm not going to do it. But the Pharisees therefore said among themselves, perceive ye how you prevail nothing. Behold, the world is gone after him. That's the power of the word of God. So let me tell you something. The Bible said that his word will not come back void. 1 Corinthians 3, 6, some plant, some water, but God gives the increase. We don't reap no crop because we never sow. Did y'all hear what I'm saying? See, we don't reap no crop because we don't sow spiritually, amen, in relationship to being the light of the world or being the salt of the earth, in relationship. Because, see, through Jesus' power, look what the Bible said here, what happened here. He said, baby, the world is gone after him. See, based on what he done, based on John 20 and verse 30 and 31. Now, think about this here. The word has not changed. God has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Just because it's 2013, that don't mean that the word don't work no more. See, the only thing we got to do is implicate principles of the word. See, we got to be bearers of the seed. We got to be bearers of the seed by only, number one, good example and being the light of the world. See, because as people see us, it's how they perceive us. See, How people see us is how people perceive, because the old folks used to say, you never know who's watching you. See, you never know who's watching you. So because of what he said here, the world has gone after Jesus because Jesus stood within his mission, Luke 19:10, to seek and save that which is lost. Guess what, brethren? That's the work of the church, Ephesians 4:12. Amen? Save souls. Amen. See, we're to save souls by going ye into the world and preaching the gospel to every creature. He that believeth that is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth shall be damned. Now Romans 15:4 says, whatsoever things were written the aforetime were written for our learning. You know, we just got some new cards, and we got 2,000 of them in. Can you think the power would be if every one of us say that we're going to pass out at least one a day? I mean, you're in the Walmart line, or you're in the grocery line, or wherever you may be, you're walking to a stranger. And they give you stuff all the time that ain't worth nothing, amen. We're going to give them some of value, amen. Can you think how powerful the word would be if every one of us have the mindset that we're going to get one a day, or one a week, or two a day, or two a week, whatever it may be? That is, that we can plant the seeds of the gospel. And see, what they're going to do when they go to our website, they ain't going to get nothing but gospel, amen. Because we're very careful about what we put on that website, or who we allow to go on there, amen. Because we know that the saving power is in the gospel. Romans 1:16. Same way the saving power was in Jesus, because John 20:31 said many miracles that were done are not written in this book, but the ones that are, they were done that they might what? Believe. So that's a good example that we can look at, because even though they gathered among themselves, and that's what the devil going to do. See, the devil will take the world, and the world going to fight against us. The devil will take those even in the church. They're supposed to be our brothers and sisters. We all supposed to be one. We all supposed to be heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ. But because they choose to follow the devil versus God's word, they're going to fight against us too. Amen. And that's what the devil do. The devil took them among themselves, and they realized. They said, we got to do something about this here. Because this Jesus, the world is gone after him. In the same way, it still works today, if we'll believe that. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship after the feast of Pentecost. And the same came down from Philip, which was at Bethany of Galilee, and desired him, saying, sir, we would see Jesus. And Philip coming and telling Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, look what Jesus said. He said, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. See, the hour is come that thy will be done. When he prayed, our Father which art in heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, the hour is come. See, when Jesus be glorified, when he died on the cross, shed blood, resurrect to be the head of the church. Ephesians 1, 22-23 and Colossians 1:18, to be glorified, to be the King of kings and the Lord of lords. See, the hour is come. You know it's a blessing to have Christ our head, amen. See, think about this here. See, when Christ was glorified, amen, we ascended back to heaven, mission completed, amen. Sitting on the right hand of God, amen. And don't the Bible says in Romans 8:16-17 that we are heirs of God and we are joint heirs of Jesus Christ, amen. And as Christ is glorified because we are in Christ, that is, that we are heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ, we glorify one another in a spiritual sense. You understand what I'm saying? In a spiritual sense. Not a carnal sense. That's the reason why we're not going to bring carnality in here. Because carnality not going to do us any good. Amen. See, we're talking about a spiritual realm. You with me? See, it's a spiritual realm. See, it's a spiritual realm in relationship to the word, amen, that was left, amen, to confirm, amen, that we may be, Colossians 3:16, when we let the word of Christ dwell in us, it can teach us and it can admonish us. See, think about this point. See, if you want to get better, and you can tell whether you're getting better, if you are honest with yourself, if I'm honest with myself, and we all have sin, amen. We all have problems, am I right? See, we have problems of things that we deal with. Paul did, because he prayed 3 times for the thorn to be removed, right? Until he finally told him, my grace is what? Sufficient. That grace is sufficient is, hey, you got the word. That's the power right there. Amen. So what I'm saying is, because Christ is the head and we are what? We are members of that body, which is the church. Amen. And if Christ is glorified, we can glorify not only ourselves, that is, that we can be those written epistles, written in the heart and read by all men. See, we can be that based upon the power of the word of God. But, see, what we have to do, you got to take that word, right? And you got to apply that word, amen. And that's something that you have to do every day. You got to take the bad out and put good in, amen. Because we all got bad in, amen. Take bad out, what? And put good in, amen. When we err, when we sin, you hear me say, when we make no mistake. Because sin ain't no mistake. Sin is sin. Amen. See, people say, well, I just made a mistake. No, you didn't. You sinned. See, the devil wants you to think it's a mistake. Am I right? It's not a mistake. It's sin, 1 John 3:4. Sin is transgression against the law. Anytime we violate the law, we what? Sin. See, that's where you got to see sin. See, you can't see it no other way. Am I right? See, because see, sometimes the way you look at mistakes, you might not look at sin the same way. Because see, what you want to do is take the bad out so you can put the glory in. Because see, you can't glorify or you can't help one another. We can't be heirs of God or joint heirs of Jesus Christ if we are not in the fellowship. Or we are not the light as he is the light. Or we're not heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ that we can be called children of God. Why? Because John 9:31, where sin is, God is what? See, that's the reason why. See, every day, see, you examine yourself, right? You look at your life, see, and then you look at the things that beset you. And we all got things that beset us. See, and I like to know them. And then you begin to get those things out because, see, as long as you let them stay there, the devil going to know they're there, and that's what the devil going to penetrate. Because see, the devil don't want you to be the light of the world. The devil don't want you to be an instrument in this church. See, the devil don't want you to be one to be an encourager. One who builds one another up. See, you can't build one another up until you are built up. Because the blind can't lead the blind. How am I going to tell you? I was telling my wife yesterday. See, I can't very well tell my kids not to smoke when I do it. I can't tell them, well, you need to stop drinking when I'm drinking. So you don't need to tell your daughters, well, be careful who you associate the men when you coding men too. Y'all understand what I'm saying? See, you can't do that. You can't sit there and say that, well, that man you messing with is sorry. Well, look who you messing with. Y'all understand what I'm saying? See. You got to identify, you got to be able to do that because see, we're in fellowship with Christ, amen. Christ our head, we're children, we're heirs of God, and we're joint heirs. He's light, we light, amen. Am I right? And I give many more analogies to pinpoint that. See, that's the beauty of being a member of the church. Because nobody else can't say that. See, you can't say that. How can you say you light when you're following darkness? You with me? You can't do that. You can't say, I am the light. You can't say, I'm blessed. You can't say it. See, if you don't receive blessings from God, because God only blesses his own, amen. John 10, he only hear what? His sheep. Am I right? We only follow him. Ain't that what it says? Read John 10. We only hear his what? Voice. See, that's the analogy. But see, if we fail to take time, and people say, well, I'm just too busy. Now, you're not too busy. You're too busy to go to heaven? You're too busy to have abundant life? Amen? We're talking about things that affects our everyday life. In terms of how good a husband you're going to be, how good a wife you're going to be, how good a father you're going to be. That's what that means. And you too busy? I mean, are you too busy to seek ye first? Because see, the minute we begin to digress, the minute we begin to not to be truthful in our examination and allow, see, the devil to be able to penetrate. See, that's when we begin to lose. And it just don't match up. I'm telling you, brother, the blessings of the world don't match up with the blessings of the spiritual. You understand what I'm saying? What we receive by being Christians way outweigh what the world can ever give you. It'll never give it to you. I don't care if you was a millionaire. I don't care if you were the president. I don't care who you may be. It would never equal the blessing that we have of John 10:10 when he says, I came that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. See, and that's the point that I'm saying. A lot of times I say, see, what good is having a good job and you say it's a blessing, but that blessing caused you to violate the principle of God? Do you hear what I just said? How can it be a blessing? How can something be a blessing that is such an albatross, it caused you to violate the principle just to keep it? You understand what I'm saying? What did Jesus say? If your eye offend thee, do what? Your hand, cut off. Amen. If you can't control it, you don't need it. And that's the point that I'm saying. And that's the analogy that Jesus is saying. He said, the hour has come now. I done did everything that I can do. I can't do no more. I came, like he said in Philippians 2, made myself a little lower than the angels. I learned obedience by the thing that I suffered. I humbled myself. I did everything that I could do. Amen. That you, me. That we as brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. And this is a good thing right there. That we are part of this ecclesia, the body. And like Freddie said, now act like it. That's it. Look at the next verse. See, verse 24, he gives the answer. This is what I've been saying. See, he says, verily, verily, I say to you, except a kernel of wheat fall into the ground and die. Underline that word, die. See, you got to die to the world. Paul said in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with what? Christ. Nevertheless, not I live, but Christ, he what? Liveth in me. See, the problem is, see, a lot of us want to be Christian, but we don't want to die to the world. Look at Matthew 6 right quick. Holy Spirit right there. See, Jesus talked about that in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 6. Look what Jesus said in Matthew 6. 24. See, you can't serve two masters. You got to have one foot in the church and one foot in the world. Amen. You got to modify. You got to give something up. Amen. No pain, no gain. Am I right? He said here, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other, because you can't serve God and mammon. Amen. You can't do it. Amen. Same way Christ had to die, bury, and resurrect to glorify, we got to what? Bury that old man of sin. 2 Corinthians 5:17, we got to rise to be a new creature in Christ Jesus. Am I right? Well, see, if you don't die, see, and that's the problem. If you want to serve two masters, see, if you don't want to examine it and get things straight, see, you always going to have that we've been talking about in the book of James, that double-minded mindset. You know what's a double-minded mindset? A two-headed soul. You got one soul in the church and one soul in the world. You don't know what you want to serve. Some days you serve the Lord, some days you serve the church. And you can't do that. You got to die. You got to die to rise to walk in what? Newness of life. Read Romans 6. You buried him in baptism to rise to walk in what? Newness of life. What born again mean? Amen. We talked about all that in 1 John, didn't we? The other Sunday, didn't we? Born again means that you what? You love God. Amen. When you love God, you're going to do what? Keep his commandments. Amen. It's just that simple. See, it's a spiritual birth. See, that calls you to love God. When you love God, keep your commandments. So Jesus said, same that coin had to what? Die. See, that's the problem. A lot of us don't want to die. Now you say you did. But in vain do they worship me. Teaching for doctrine the commandments of what? Men. See, let me tell you something. See, when you see people doing the same thing over and over again, and do it over and over again, and then never stop doing it over and over again. See, you know what the problem is? You double-minded. Right or wrong? Amen? Because you shouldn't do it over and over again. See, the sin that I commit today, I don't commit tomorrow. You know why I say that? Number one, because I'm going to identify what that sin is. Am I right? And when I identify, I'm going to come ye out from among them. I'm going to be ye separate. I'm going to say, who caused me to sin? When did I do it? Where was I at? Why was I at? Then I begin to what? Get those things out of my life. What? Because I don't want to do it again. Amen? Because I don't want to serve two masters, right? See, I want to what? To be dead to sin. See, I don't want to be bondage to sin. Amen? See, and guess what? The devil know that. He know you ain't going to straighten it out. Because, see, you're trying to serve two masters. See, you're trying to appease. Sometimes we try to appease people. See, instead of pleasing God, we try to appease people. See, somebody hear a brother and say, well, you know, I know they ain't doing right over here, but I'm going to try to stay over here till I can straighten it out. No. You don't want to stay there and see it straighten out. You want to stay there yourself. Amen. Why would you want to do that for? When the Bible said that if you do that, you partake of that evil deed. 2 John 9. And then you got Matthew 18, right? I can't make you change. You can't make me change. But you got the Bible, amen, that we got to go through the what process to straighten it out. Am I right? Go ahead. Amen. See, at least he just got some bruises and he can learn from his error to make correction. Am I right? See, that's grace, amen. See, that's grace. See, that the Lord allow you. But Galatians 6 says, we continue to play with God, mock God, he'll send you a strong delusion to make you believe or what? See, and that's the point. Go back to what we're saying here. Verse 24. Verily, verily, I say to you, except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and die, it abideth. Underline that, see, it abideth alone. See, sometimes when you're in the world, you ain't got no friends. You think you got friends. Am I right? But you ain't got no friends. Amen. But if it die, if you die, if I die, look what happens. It bringeth forth much fruit. Now look at the analogy. You in the world, what the world got y'all for you? That man right there, what did the world offer him? Turmoil, trouble. You go back and look at your life. I go back and look at my life. Look at all the hell that I caught by being in the world. The world is not a friend. Amen. If you go back and look at your life, told the truth, and look at the things that have transpired in your life, and you start writing down, you're right out of paper. And then ask yourself the question, what did I benefit from it? You ever thought about that? Versus, see, when you give it up. See, when you give it up, when you come ye out from among them, when you learn from it. See, that should be a learning lesson from him. See, sometimes, the law of reciprocity, what we sow, sometimes the world ain't nice. See, the world ain't nice. You know, if you go out to the cemetery and you just start calling, who all in here because they cheated on his wife? I wonder how many folks would get out of there. You know, you like that commercial. Y'all seen that commercial with the rats? And then they asked me, well, how you got here? And then they said, the cat, how you got here? And then one say, Deacon. I said, Deacon? Y'all seen that commercial? Arrest you, don't stay away from Deacon. See, he make it run a little bit from the cat, but that Deacon will get you every time. You understand what I'm saying? See, that's what we need to see, the danger of what sin could do. See, sin will destroy you. But on the other end, look what he says here. If you die to the world, if you die to sin, and come on and get on my side, and be the light, be what you're supposed to be, and you call yourself Christian, he said, man, you're going to bear much fruit. Now, which side you want to be on? Before I go to you. See, that's the reason why the Holy Spirit warned us. He told us. Paul told us. He said, when I depart, this is what's going to happen. He said, among your own selves, this is what's going to happen. But see, when you look at the word and you look at the power of the word and the way it works, see, the word is not going to be contrary to itself. The word has a purpose. It has a will. It has an intent. It was done before the foundation of the world. Am I right? So what I'm saying is that when you look at that, see, it's like we've been studying on Sunday morning. See, James talked about one who is waverly, one who's double-minded. See, he said it's nothing that he can ask for because he ain't going to get it. Well, you say, well, why? Because, see, God do not tolerate sin. And then when you look at words like waverly or double-minded, well, who makes one waverly? Self. What makes one double-minded? Do you have to be that way? That's a choice you made. I didn't make it. You made it. We all make that. Every man got the badge on what? So what I'm saying is that's a choice we have to make when we fail, like you said, to crucify, mortify the flesh. You understand? You got to kill it. You got to get rid of it. It's like a cancer. See, when you get cancer, you know, they ain't going to give you chemotherapy. Am I right? And that chemotherapy, what it do, it kills that cancer cell. Is that right? See, what it do, it literally burns it out. See, it attacks that cancer seed. Am I right? Am I right? See why? Because, see, they know that long as it's in there, it'll kill you. Right? And they got to get rid of it. See, so same thing with sin. See, when you allow sin to reign in your mortal body, like you said, that man could have been killed. See, he could be dead. I mean, too many people got shot. I mean, in somebody else's bed, they go and kill them. You understand what I'm saying? We read about it every day. You understand what I'm saying? See, that's sin. See, that will cause that person to do that. So you got to get rid of that stuff. But it's a choice that we make. And until we make that choice, see, you'll never be any value. You'll never grow. It's nothing that you can do. And see, that's the reason why, you know, we've been studying on Sunday morning. He talked about his ways versus God's way. See, that's the danger when we allow sin to creep in. Because see, when you allow sin to creep in the church and the devil know that this person is my devil. He's a part of me. Even though he says he's a member of the church, even though he get up and sing, even though he partake the Lord's Supper, even though he's a part of me and being me, but he's still a devil. Amen. See, he know he got somebody to work against us. You with me? See, and until we, here we go again, withdraw from these people. See, the problem comes in, we allow people to do too much. We allow too many people to be unfaithful. They don't come to church. They do what they want to do. We don't practice discipline. Am I right? It's like a child. You know, you tell your child, I'm going to whoop you. But you never whip him. Then that day, boy, keep on, I'm going to whoop you. And you never whip him. But you keep on, boy, I'm going to whoop you. But you never whip him. Sooner or later, he going to believe. You ain't going to never whoop me. Because you don't never do it. See, and you allow this in the church, you understand? But we call ourselves brothers and sisters in Christ. See, if you're my brother, you're my sister in Christ, if you see me in error, brother, you're going to straighten me out. Am I right? Because each second, each hour, each day that go by, guess what? I'm lost. Am I right? Good. I'm a farmer, but you're craving wrong. When you plant that seed, right? When that seed that start germinating, right? And it start growing, right? You got to take care of that plant. Am I right? Am I right? Any weeds, anything come around, you got to do, put them out. Am I right? You got to cultivate it. Am I right? You got to water that plant. Am I right? You got to do everything to keep that what, that plant healthy. Amen. Now, we're talking about spiritual healthy. Amen. See, every time we talk about a newborn babe, that newborn babe desire. The sensitive milk of the word that you may what, grow thereby. Every one of the Bible said, teach them to observe all things that I'm commanding you. Now, think about this principle. Now, Luke 8, 11 says, seed is the word, right? Now, you can throw that seed out. Sunday, that seed can be thrown out. Tonight, it's being sown out, right? Now, the way that seed going to work, where they're going to germinate, it got to be on good soil. Because see, some of you here tonight, the seed been thrown, right? But see how you receive it. You understand? See, if you throw that seed out there in front of that church bill on the asphalt, it going to die. Am I right? See, you take that seed and throw it on red clay and say, grow, baby, grow. It ain't going to happen. Am I right? See, you got to do the thing that you need to do. That's the thing that we have to do. See, I can't cultivate your garden. You can't cultivate mine's. See, I can't water my plant. You can't water mine. Now, you can a little bit, but it still all starts with me. Am I right? Am I right? See, a lot of times, see, you ain't going to let me cultivate your soil because, number one, when you wrong and when your plant's already dead, see, you, number one, you don't realize it's dead. Am I right? Because the seed ain't penetrating. And when the seed ain't going to penetrate some dead, it's going to fight against you. Amen? And that's the reason why when you sit with people and you say, I just don't know. See, you say, why do they say that? Well, I know why they're saying it. It's sin, folks. See, truth can't penetrate. Let me tell you something. The Bible says his word is not grievous. Ain't nothing in that Bible from Genesis to Revelation is hard. Now, we make it hard when we kick against it. Am I right? See, we make it hard when we kick against it. Amen. But it ain't nothing in there. It ain't nothing in there that we can't obey. If we get out the way and let God's will get in the way. Am I right? See, I was laughing. I was thinking the other day. I said, we got two announcements about singing. We got a singing on Vestavia. All right? Then we got singing, announcement about singing at Robert Parkway. Now, at Robert Parkway, see, they had to mess the singing up by saying they're going to be food served after the singing. I said, now what food got to do with the singing? But see, that's the way they think. They think that, well, just don't come just to sing and make melody in your heart to the Lord. Well, you know, they're going to serve food. I'm going to go. You understand what I'm saying? See, they always got to throw something out at you to draw. Well, the singing should be enough to draw you. Amen. Can you imagine 900 voices blending their voices together? Hear a song we ain't never heard before? See, you guys want to be sung with it, you need to come and hear it, amen. Just to be blessed, see, to be with other Christians, amen. Amen, that's enough. See, I tell daughters all the time, hey, we ain't already got to go out and eat no steak. Just want to be with me, baby. Broke or nothing, just be with me, baby. Oh, that's not all right. Huh? See? Sometimes it's good just to sit in the car, amen. And drink a bottle of water, amen. Am I right? Sometimes it's good just take a assignment somewhere and just sit down and talk. Hold hands, am I right? Is that all right? See, you always ain't got to go to the purple onion, amen. Am I right? Am I right? See, we value things the wrong way. See, we value things the wrong way. But see, that's where your mindset is. You're still a two-headed monster. You're double-minded. You're wavering. See, you don't know which way to go. Why? Because you hadn't crucified that flesh. Let me tell you something before he comes. See, any time, I don't care, today, if you go home and tell the truth about yourself and examine, if something in there and you need to kill it, you need to kill it tonight. Don't go home and go to bed with that on you. Get rid of it. Every day, see, the self-examination. I take my book, it's in my back seat all the time. I put it out all the time, making notes. See, things that beset me. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. See, who endureth temptation. See, when you endure it, that's to be thankful, but sometimes you don't endure it. Amen? But even if temptation comes, know what that may be. And say, the devil's still working. A prodigal son. Okay. See, the best lesson that father could teach him was to go out there and get hard knocks. He had to see for himself. Until one day he just said, hey, my father's servants are living better with me. I'm slapping with the hogs. But see, sometimes in life, see, we try to tell. See, sometimes the best teacher is life. Amen? But the crazy thing, here we go again. Sometimes we get down and we down, but we keep on digging. And we don't know when to stop. You understand what I'm saying? But life. You understand what I'm saying? See, the best teacher is life. And that's that point of discipline. That's the reason why we discipline. We discipline two ways. Number one, hoping and pray that because you see what we do, we love you. And you see the error of your way. Because as long as we tolerate you, you're not going to see no wrong. Right? Same way with a child. You know it's a sin for a parent to spat her on. Now 10, 9, 8, 7 in the corner is not what the Bible say, right? The Bible says you spoil a child when you do what? It's a sin. It's your responsibility. I couldn't figure that out when I was growing up to save my life while my daddy beat me. I know y'all said, don't use that word beat. Well, that's what he did. I got some good whooping. Can y'all remember y'all getting some? See? Good old whoopings. But you know what? It sure made me better. Now, it didn't make me what I needed to be. There was still some growing process. Amen. See, you young people. See, you're going to have some problems in your life. But one thing about a problem, learn from it. Accept responsibility and do what you can to correct it. Amen. See, because we all have done it. Amen. John, we get through Sunday evening at 4 o'clock. Y'all stick around. Somebody gave me a video of your life. And we're going to show you everything that happened up until now. Look at Kathy. I won't be here neither. Probably too shy to come back. Well, he played membership somewhere else. We don't want nobody to know. Amen. Sometimes we shame of what we have done. Amen. But thank God for grace. Amen. See, thank God that we forget those things behind us and press on toward the what? See, forget about that. See, today is a new day. See, problem is that you're going to take what you did forward tomorrow. You're taking junk with you tomorrow. How are you going to straighten it out? You just hold on to junk. You ain't going to happen. You got to let it go. You got to modify it. You got to kill it. Amen. That's it. That's what we've been talking about. I got in my note. Submit, resist, draw, humble, to be exalted. See, if you don't do those things, see, the word of God ain't going to penetrate. You said it. A proud man, a haughty man. See, it's hard to tell them folks something, because they ain't humble. I tell you something that happened the other day at school, I laughed about it. I walked down the hall, and this young girl came to me and tapped me on the shoulder. I said, yes, ma'am. She says, go in the bathroom and wipe your nose off. And that boy said, don't tell him that. I know what she was talking about. It just so happened that the bathroom was right to the left. I went in there, and it was a mess. And I said, thank you, Jesus, that somebody had the nerve to tell me that. Amen. How would you like to walk around looking like that the rest of the day? Now some people might say, mind your business. You understand what I'm saying? See, it's your mindset, brother. You see, he said, why would he bring that up? It's how you receive things. See, in spite of, see, sometimes we're just too proud, we're just too haughty. See, we're just so quick tempered, we just say anything and everything. And they ain't gonna get it. You got to have a humble spirit. Jesus talked about that. He said, I learned obedience. It humbled me. Isn't that what he said? Now, if Jesus had to be humble to do God's will, to say the hour has come, how much more do you and I have to do to let that word come in? Let me tell you, so all around us is the world, right? Am I right? See? It's just so much pull out of us, don't it? And that's the point that we need to say. But you're right, Sean. He had to be. But see, that's what the world will do to you. So, see, sometimes you just get tired of it, don't you? You know what I'm talking about? See, you don't want it no more. Sometimes people say, I just don't want to be a Christian. I can't go to the club. You still can go. You can. But see, once I became a Christian, I don't want to go. Am I right? Am I right? See, once you modify, once you bear those things, you don't want to do those things no more. Am I right? Am I right? See, it's a growing process. Amen. See, you learn. See, and that's the point. But you can do anything you want to do. Sometimes people say, well, you can't do it. Well, you can do anything you want to do. Amen. Some Christians still do it. I mean, you were teaching a class one day here, brother, and you had a couple of brothers and said wasn't nothing wrong with social drinking. You remember saying that? It's been a while back. I mean, they rent this building. They said, yeah, I give me a social drink. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's what he said. All right, let me hush. All right, Sean, one more. Man, ain't that awful to go to hell and get humble? Ain't that something? Hey, and guess what? When he got there, he was a religious man, didn't he? He started praying, didn't he? He's a father, didn't he? And then he got evangelistic, didn't he? He said, let me come back and save my brother. Ain't that something? See, but it was too late. It was too late. See, that's the reason why today is the appointed time. See, we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Life is like a vapor that appears for a little while, then life just what? Vanishes away. See, that's just the way it is. See, people dying every day around us. See, Friday, buy a paper. See?